Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
Today we start a new subject. It's called The Cry of Demons, Part 1. The Bible text is from Mark, chapter 1, verse 23 and 24. Mark, chapter 1, verse 23 and 24. It says, now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. There are people who don't believe in demons. And there are people, they see demons in every corner. Demons are as much a reality as angels. Just before Jesus ascended into heaven, he said, these signs will follow them that believe. These signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. Interestingly, Jesus didn't talk healing first. He put first devils, to cast out devils. They will cast out devils. Actually, there is only one devil. The others are demons or evil spirits. We could name this message the cry of demons. We want to expose the enemy. When you study the Bible verse, you have to concern yourself with what they said. This cry of this spirit is a cry of all demons. Let us alone. Leave us. They don't like to be disturbed. Demons would rather do their work without being noticed or exposed. And they definitely don't like to be identified and be cast out. Demons resist exposure and will resist anyone who attempts to bring the light of God upon their hidden works. There are many well-meaning Christians, including ministers, who feel that it is not necessary to discuss or teach about demons and deliverance. In most churches, very little time is used to teach and minister in the areas of deliverance and spiritual warfare. And those who spend any considerable amount of time teaching about demons are considered overboard or deliverance fanatics. However, considering the massive scale of the problem in demonization, it's often the case that there is not enough teaching in this area. Just this week again, there was shooting and people were really evil. Some unconsciously fell into the trap of the enemy by leaving him alone. If demons are left alone, they will continue to operate unhindered in the lives of countless people. The fact remains that demons cannot or should not be left alone. They must be exposed and cast out. Teachings on demons is not optional, but necessary if people are to be delivered. When we begin to teach or preach on demons and deliverance, we see how people are delivered. Many Christians don't want to hear about demons. They say that it was not necessary to teach about them. But the more we would teach and preach about this, the more manifestations we would see and more people would be free. Of course, the demons hate to be exposed and cast out, just as they did when our Lord ministered here on earth. They screamed, they cursed, they cried out. Some even said the same words that is found in our text. Leave us alone. Let us go. Let us alone. But the more they cry out, the more we attack and cast them out. Teaching on demons and deliverance disturbs the evil spirits and causes them to manifest. The words of these evil spirits to Jesus give us a clue of the mindset of the enemy. That these demons would rather be left alone. They will resist anyone who tries to expose them. Not only that, but they also have a special hatred against deliverance ministries because so much light is shed on their demonic works by these ministries. According to Ephesians 6:12, they are identified as rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulership denotes authority. In other words, the level of authority that demons have to operate is based upon the darkness in people's lives. The more darkness, the more authority they have to operate. When the revelation comes concerning their work, light comes. When light comes, the darkness is dispelled and their power is broken. You can see why demons would rather be left alone. If left alone, they can continue their evil works in the lives of countless people. As long as people are in the dark concerning Satan and his works, demons will continue to rule in the darkness. It is a responsibility of the church to expose the works of darkness and set the captives free. Unfortunately, many ministers of the gospel don't want to deal with the subject of demons and deliverance. On the other hand, those who deal extensively with this subject are called deliverance fanatics. Most ministers say that all we need to do is to preach Jesus and preach faith. We're not against preaching Jesus and preaching faith, but the Word of God also talks about preaching deliverance to the captives. Therefore, I don't mind to be called the deliverance pastor. Jesus was a deliverance preacher. He cast out many devils. Today, most ministers cast out only a few devils, if at all. Many don't want to deal with this aspect of the ministry of our Lord. The result is that a few ministries are overburdened with the enormous needs of those seeking deliverance. By the grace of God, they are able to help many, but sadly, the needs of many more is there. The saddest commentary on numerous ministries is that they oppose those who will take the time to pray for the needs of those seeking deliverance. This opposition is usually demonic inspired. Often those who oppose preaching and teaching on demons and deliverance are the very ones who need deliverance themselves. They are unknowingly playing into the hands of those very demons who would rather be left alone. There are those Christians who say, we don't need to talk about the devil, or I don't believe it takes all that, just preach a word and they will get delivered. The less you discuss and attack his kingdom, the more he will be able to operate under the cover of darkness. But the Lord is raising up ministers that will not leave them alone. Men and women who will challenge and confront and expose and cast out demons. They will not be afraid of the misunderstanding and persecution that will come with his ministry. They will not draw back from the attacks of the enemy who hates and resists any ministry that exposes and destroys his kingdom. They will bring light into the world that sits in great darkness. A lack of knowledge leads to blindness and darkness. Satan rules in the lives of many because of ignorance. Ignorance concerning his work and kingdom is a cover of darkness his demons operate under. This is why teaching on demons and deliverance is so necessary. Without the knowledge of demons and deliverance, the enemy will continue to destroy the lives of multitudes due to ignorance. Those who are ignorant are in the dark. Those who are in the dark are under the authority of the enemy, and he is the ruler of darkness. Those who walk in the light will not be subject to his authority. Light destroys darkness. Knowledge destroys ignorance. When knowledge comes, light comes. And when light comes, the darkness must flee. Proverbs 11:9 says, the hypocrite will with his mouth destroys his neighbor. But through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Knowledge brings deliverance. I have heard of people who began manifesting, they had signs of demonic presence and supernaturally received deliverance from evil spirit just by reading deliverance books. The light and revelation of the subject matter of the books began to expose the spirits of darkness, and the demons began to cry out, leave us alone. There are others who get headaches or are overcome by sleepiness or hindrances because the demons did not want them to read these books. Evil spirits will put up every possible roadblock to keep people from receiving the knowledge that will set them free. Some have even become physically sick while attempting to read a book on deliverance or attending a deliverance service for the first time. I heard of those who could not find the church building even though they had the correct address and knew the area of location. The bottom line is that the demons want to be left alone. They don't want us to expose them. They don't like being disturbed. Everything was all right until Jesus came to minister and cast them out. The religious system of that day had not disturbed the demons. The preaching and teaching of Pharisees and Sadducees did not disturb them. But the preaching and teaching of Jesus infuriated them. He exposed them. He cast them out. They hated the ministry of Jesus and mounted every conceivable pressure against him to stop him. The Pharisees, motivated by the demons, even accused Jesus of casting out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. That is Satan. The religious system of his day hated him because they were controlled by the spirit of darkness, whose kingdom Jesus was destroying. It's not surprising that demons will oppose and fight against any ministry that exposes Satan and his kingdom. Any ministry that will teach on demons and deliverance will become a target for the enemy. Satan hates being disturbed and fights against those who will not leave him alone. Just as Jesus was persecuted, so you will be persecuted. But the joy of seeing so many people set free outweighs persecution. The joy of knowing your name is written in the Lamb's book of life is worth more than all the suffering. It is the will of the Lord that His church, for His church to expose the works of darkness. He has already prophesied that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Our victory is assured. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Nothing by any means shall hurt us. Exodus 4:12, we read, "Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, 'Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians'?" The Hebrews were saying the same thing to Moses that the demons said to Jesus, "Leave us alone." These people were being motivated by the spirit of bondage and slavery and fear to say, "Let us alone." When you pray for the possessed, the demons will speak out of them saying, let him alone, he belongs to us. Or, "Don't touch him, he's ours." Often when you lay hands on someone for deliverance, the demons manifest and react angrily, saying, "Leave us alone." They will curse and rant and rave because you are breaking up their network inside the person you are praying for. There are also people who avoid deliverance altogether or get up and leave when you talk about demons, because they want to be left alone. Some people will have all kinds of excuses when it is time to pray in order to avoid prayer of deliverance. They will talk to you about their prayer. They will talk to you about their problems, but resist when it comes to prayer. People who need deliverance often withdraw from others and become isolated. The enemy will attempt to isolate them by keeping them away from the saints, from fellowship, from prayer, from church and deliverance meetings. Spirits of withdrawal and escapism are good at this and must be bound so that the person may be freed. When people don't want to be bothered or prayed for, like to be left alone, it could be a tactic of the enemy inside of them in order to keep them away from deliverance. In the Gospel of Luke, the 70 disciples returned to Jesus rejoicing that the devils were subject to them through his name. After reminding them that their reason for rejecting should be because their names are written in heaven, Jesus thanked the Father that he had hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. This is exactly what the ministry of deliverance is. It is a revelation. The fact is, not everyone will walk in revelation. Only those who are humble and walk as babes will see and practice it.